WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you on this gorgeous day?
Great. I'm glad it's spring.
Oh, amen.
Before we get started, let's thank our sponsors.
Absolutely. Thank you to the Carter Family Charitable Trust for their generous support of the inaugural season of Newport Music Festival's education and outreach. And this week, a special thank you to Marilyn Willihogian.
Now, Pamela, I'm in the mood for a story. Do you have any musical stories that you could tell us about this morning?
Actually, I do. I know of a story set to music that you probably know. Have you ever heard of Little Red Riding Hood?
Yes, I have.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, a composer named Seymour Barab has set the story to music. Do you know what it's called when you have music that is sung for a story?
Isn't that an opera?
Very nice, Jamie. Would you like to hear this opera set to Little Red Riding Hood?
Oh, yes.
But you have to promise not to be scared of the wolf.
Thank you.
I'm the long and lean and gray, hungry wolf. Ho, ho, ho. I'm the villain of this play. I'm a fearsome beast, but smart and sly, that much must be admitted. Though many have tried to take my hide, I've yet to be outwitted. Ha, 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 ha. I'm the wolf. Ha, ha, ha. I'm an enemy of crime, unless I'm hungry. Ho, ho, ho. And I'm hungry all the time. When I meet somebody in the woods, I most politely greet him. I tip my hat, we have a chat. But after that, I eat him. Ha, 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 ha. Remember the boy who cried wolf? Well, I'm the wolf. Ha, ha, ha. And you'd best keep out of sight, 'cause today, ho, ho, I've a monstrous appetite. There are days I'd like to change my ways and show my true dimensions, but then I miss a meal, and this puts an end to my good intentions. Ha, 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 ha. Have you heard about the three little pigs? Well, I'm the wolf. Ha, ha, ha. Not an ordinary, everyday wolf, but the original big bad. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty too. Oh, this will never, never do. I've been on my feet since I don't know when, searching for... Now, what was that name again? Ah, yes. Most unusual. Little Red Riding Hood. She's supposed to live somewhere in this wood. You see, I met a boy today. My, but he was delicious. So young he was, and fresh and gay, and awfully nutritious. Well, he told me about this Little Red Riding Hood, and I made up my mind to get her. For although little boys are very, very good, I like little girls much better. He told me she lives in a house with a cable near a barn and a brook. Oh, I hope I'll be able to find it soon. I haven't eaten since noon. Right now I'm so hungry I could almost eat grass. But alas, anything that grows on the ground, or a bush, or a tree, is sure to poison me. And what's worse is the way I get a tummy ache at the mere mention of candy. Ugh. Or ice cream. Ew. Or cake. Oh. My mother explained it all to me when I was a mere cub at her knee. She said, there's no doubt, it's a matter of fact, that a wolf has a delicate digestive tract. And you know that in matters concerning the tummy, no one knows better than mummy. She taught me never to overeat, and that's why I'm so light on my feet. She taught me to thoroughly chew every bite, and the reason my teeth are so sharp and bright is she taught me to brush them each morning and night. But most important of all, she taught me never to partake of anything but people, even by mistake. So, if ever a wolf should cross your path, remember to be humanitarian. Don't risk his health, don't risk his wrath by feeding him anything vegetarian. Oh. Don't toss him a scrap that's been spoiling on a shelf. Be generous, be noble, and give of yourself. Wait! What's this I see? Oh, can it be? Can it be? It is. The more I look, the more I'm certain. It is a brook, and there's a barn, and lovely sight, a house with a gable. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, tonight's the night, you're on my table. I'm the wolf, ha ha ha, I'm the wolf who wolfs his food, but tonight, ho ho ho, I'll dine slowly, but surely, on a Little Red Riding Hood. Ha!
Oh, Mother, that dinner was so delicious that I think I ate too much.
Little Red Riding Hood, I'm sure I must have told you 100 times if I've told you once. Darling, if you want to stay trim and neat, you must never, never overeat. And did you chew your food thoroughly?
Yes, Mother, yes, Mother.
If you want to do what's good and right, you'll thoroughly chew every single bite. And did you brush your teeth after eating?
Yes, Mother, yes, Mother.
If you want your teeth to stay nice and curly, you'll brush them late and brush them early. And did you finish all your homework?
Yes, Mother, yes. Oh, goodness me. Oh, golly gee. I forgot to read that chapter of history.
Little Red Riding Hood, I will not have you shirk doing your homework. The time for fun is after it's done. But how you'll rue it if you don't do it.
Oh, but Mother, sometimes history is too hard for me.
You can't expect it all to be as easy as ABC. Remember how hard that seemed when you were small? But you worked at it patiently till you learned it all. First A, then B, then up to Z, one step at a time. It's as simple as can be.
But history isn't simple. It's very, very tough. I just can't remember all of that stuff.
Can't? Well, remember that Rome wasn't built in a day. And remember that where there's a will, there's a way. So run along now and fetch your history and study that chapter till you get it right.
Oh, Mother!
No arguments now. Just do as you're told. You'll learn that chapter if it takes you all night. How I worry and fidget and fret. It's that child. She'll be the death of me yet. Dear me, dear me, now who can that be? Hello? Why, Mother, it's you. What a nice surprise. How are you? What's new? Oh, I am sorry to hear that. Yes, I will, just as soon as I put on my hat. Yes, Mother, yes, Mother. Yes, Mother, yes, Mother. Oh, no, it's no trouble at all. Goodbye, Mother. It was good of you to call.
What did Grandma call up about? Why do you need your hat? Do you have to go out?
Little Red Riding Hood, your grandmother is ill.
Poor Grandma.
I don't like to leave you alone, but still, I must go and take her some dinner. She'll never get well without nourishment in her.
Mother! Why don't you let me go? I've gone there before by myself, you know. I could take the shortcut. I'd be back before dark. Oh, Mother, please let me. It'd be such a lark.
Darling, you know how much I hate for you to be out of doors so late.
But, Mother, I haven't seen Grandma in ages. And my homework's all done, except for a few pages. I'll run all the way and I'll hurry right back. Oh, Mother, please let me go to take Grandma her snack.
I wouldn't dream of sending you if I didn't have so much mending and ironing to do.
Then may I go? Mother, please say that I may. I promise I won't dawdle on the way. I'll be home in plenty of time before bed to study that chapter I still haven't read.
All right, dear. Have it your way.
Hooray!
You'll be good. If you're not back in a hurry, I'll be sick with worry. Don't stop to admire the setting sun's fire. The flowers and the trees don't stop for these. And darling, please don't stop to determine which way the breeze blows over the leas. Don't waste time taking liberties with woodland creatures you feel you must tease. Is your hood warm enough? Are you sure you won't freeze? And darling, don't stop to pick any strawberries.
Yes, Mother. Yes, Mother.
All right. Now you're ready to go. But before you do, there is one thing you must know. My dear child, I don't want to alarm you, but there are beasts abroad who might try to harm you. So remember this rule and you'll stay out of danger. Never stop to talk to a stranger. Let me emphasize, darling, be wise and never, never ride with a stranger. Never take candy or gum or anything else from a stranger. Now I'll call Grandma and tell her you're coming. So off you go, and you'd better go running. You must get back while there's light in the sky.
All right, Mother. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my precious.
It's so nice that Little Red Riding Hood is going to visit her grandmother, but she better hurry before it gets dark.
Now you know what happens and you know who comes now. Again, don't be scared.
Uh-oh.
I'd better not. I promised I wouldn't. There are such a lot of things I could do, but shouldn't. What kind of flower is that? It's curious. No, if I stop to look, Mother will be furious. There goes a rabbit. Isn't he furry? I'd love to pet him, but Mother will worry. Whatever I do, wherever I go, Mother will worry. I guess it's because she loves me so. Oh, feel that breeze. Which way does it blow? I can tell if I hold up one wet finger. But no, I promised I wouldn't linger. But there's one promise I made with my fingers crossed. I mean about not picking strawberries. Who could it hurt? What would be lost if I went down to the patch and got Grandma a batch? Of course, I'd have to take the long way around. The other side of the hill is where the berries are found. But if Mother finds out that I stopped in transit, uh-oh! It's risky, all right, but I think I'll chance it. No one should ever break a promise. I haven't broken one in months. That's why I think it'll be all right if I break my promise just this once. No one should fail to do his homework, or he may grow up to be a dunce. But I'm very clever, so I believe that I'll skip my homework just this once. It's plain as anything can be. You must keep your word once you have spoken. Of course, that applies to everyone but me. I've heard the premises are made to be broken. No one should ever shirk his duty or waste his time on silly stunts. But I'm very special. I can afford to waste my time. Just this one.
When I meet somebody in the woods, I most politely greet him. I tip my hat. We have a chat. But after that, hello.
Know you, and no one can accuse me of speaking to strangers, so you'll have to excuse me.
Oh, my dear, I can see that you weren't born yesterday. Better safe than sorry, that's what I always say.
That's funny, that's what my mother says too.
Then she must be as wise as you. I'd sure like to meet up with her someday.
Well, I'm not going to talk to you. I almost forgot.
But my dear young lady, why ever not?
Because I never speak to strangers. That's a rule I'll never break.
Oh ho, my dear, now it all becomes clear. I see where you make your big mistake. But it's perfectly all right to talk to me without the least hint of danger. And the very simple reason is this. I'm not a stranger.
What do you mean? I don't know you.
That may be true, but I know you. Your name is Little Red Riding Hood.
You do know me! Now let me see, have we ever met?
Not at all. And yet, I heard about you from a mutual friend.
Who could that be?
I'm sorry to say he met an untimely end.
What a pity.
And I never did learn his name. But all the same, finding myself in your neighborhood, I felt that I really should look you up.
I'm so glad you could, but I'm taking my grandmother herself.
Grandmother, did you say?
Yes, grandmother's not feeling well today.
Not feeling well, eh?
She's sick in bed.
In bed, is she? This gets better and better.
And she won't get well until somebody's fed her.
Helpless is she?
Helpless as can be.
Defenseless is she?
Defenseless. So as you see, I'm taking her this basket.
Well, far be it from me to ask it, but just where does this grandmother of yours live? Perhaps there's something I could give to cheer her with, like a get-well card, or I could lend a friendly ear to hear her with. These old folks are all the same, you know, they're happy when telling the tale of woe. So tell me where her house is at, for now that we've had our little chat, I'll soon be finished with you. Oh, no, oh, no, no, no. Oh, oh, dear. I meant to say, I'll soon be finished here. So please tell me where I can pay her a visit. That's not too much to ask, is it?
Grandma lives at the end of this lane. You turn right, then left, then right again.
Well, I do thank you, Miss Riding Hood. And now I think the time has come.
Oh, yes! It's late, and I must run. But before I go, there's something you could do for me.
Well, I don't know.
You see, Grandma's waiting in her bed, so would you mind running on ahead to let her know I'll be delayed? 'Cause there's a secret plan I've made. I'll tell you if you promise not to give it away.
All right. You can tell me. It's okay.
Now remember, you promised, so don't tell, please.
Cross my heart.
I'm gonna surprise my grandma with some ripe strawberries.
Ripe strawberries?
Yes, won't it be fun? Mother packed a cinnamon bun.
A cinnamon bun?
A cake dipped in honey, all gooey and runny.
Stop it, you're making my stomach feel funny.
Some soda pop.
Stop, stop.
A marshmallow pop.
Stop, that's enough.
Bavarian cream.
Stop, or I'll scream.
A tart, a cherry. Everything grandma likes except
curses! You've gone and ruined my appetite. Now I can't eat a single bite.
I'm sorry that you're not feeling all right. I'm sure I didn't mean to upset you. Well, I have to go now. So nice to have met you.
If you have to go, I suppose I must let you.
Perhaps I'll see you at Grandmother's later?
Perhaps you will. Perhaps you will. You were lucky this time, my girl, but I'll bet you the next time we meet, I'll get you, I'll get you.
Here's the berry patch. I'll have to work fast. The sun is sinking low. This light won't last. Aren't they lovely? All red and ripe. I can't help thinking about that poor fellow. He must be rather a sickly type. When I mentioned strawberries, his face turned yellow. I hope he takes good care of his health. If you can't enjoy eating, what good is your wealth? What a wonderful time I'm having today. What's wrong with a life of no work and all play?
Oh, was. I guess that I'm just not as young as I was. But I'm getting lots of rest, and they're bringing me my rations. I must say that at best, being sick is a few compensations. But there's no way at all that one can measure the value of health. It's our greatest treasure. When I am well, I am fancy free. I sing at each opportunity. You should hear me singing happily. La 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 la. You should hear me singing happily. But today I've got this pain in my throat, and I just can't sing a note. When I am well, I'm content to be tripping a measure merrily. Oh, the way I dance is a sight to see. And a one, two, three, one kick. A one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one kick. A one, two, three, one, two, three. But today I've got this pain in my toe, and it's slowly I must go. When I am well, I have company. We sit and chat as we sip our tea, and I talk and gossip endlessly. My situation is a source of irritation. I've a new manifestation of an ancient aggravation. Troubles come in variation as to kind and to gradation. Careful plans and tabulation bring them on in aggregation. There's a crisis in the nation we must view without elation, for we can't go on vacation till the end of its duration. Every friend and near relation has to take a stand or station on the children's education, or there'll be no graduation. Let me without hesitation say that art is pure creation, and a slavish imitation is a mark of limitation. When I'm well, I talk endlessly. But because I'm not feeling well today, I can't seem to think of a single thing to say. I'm coming. Hello? Hello? Oh, it's you, dear. How long ago? Why, no, she hasn't been here. Now let's not worry ourselves unduly. I'm sure she's all right. Yes, I'm sure she is, truly. As soon as she gets here, I'll call you back. Of course. Goodbye. Oh, alas and alack! What can have happened to Little Red Riding Hood, alone out there in the darkening wood? I'm so worried, I'm afraid I have a relapse. I'd best get to bed before I collapse.
A little while ago, I wasn't feeling so hot on account of this delicate stomach I've got. That Little Red Riding Hood, I have every suspicion that she took advantage of my condition.
Just as I was getting set to sink my teeth in her, she told me the menu of her grandmother's dinner. The sky went black, my tail started quivering, my knees went slack, I was shaking and shivering. Every time I think about what happened then, I get weak all over again. I was slow to attack, I was slow to spring. Oh, this is most embarrassing. I let a girl get the better of me. But now we shall see what we shall see. Now everything's going to be all right, because I've gotten back my appetite. I'm hungry again, I'm on my mettle, I'm feeling my oats, I'm in fine fettle, I'm the wolf, ha ha ha! I am cunning and alert, and tonight, ha ha ha, I'll have grandma for dinner, and little Red Riding Hood for dessert!
Oh no, it's the wolf!
Jamie, you knew he said he was hungry, and he had to show up at grandmother's house.
Now what?
Well, let's listen and see what happens.
Shh, shh, shh. This is it. This is the house where Grandma must be. She doesn't know it yet, but she's got company. Oh, this is the moment I've waited for. Look out, Grandma! The wolf's at your door!
Who's there?
Open the door.
Who is it?
It's me, Grandma.
It's Little Red Riding Hood! Oh, how I rejoice! She's safe! But wait! Why didn't I know her voice? It'll take me a minute to get to the door! Who did you say it was? Tell me once more!
It's me, Grandma. Little Red Riding Hood.
If it is she, I'll surely be as happy as a queen on her throne. But I know this, there's something amiss. I ought to know her voice as well as I know my own. Little Red Riding Hood, what happened to your voice?
My voice? Oh, Grandma, dear Grandma, does my voice sound funny? I've been coughing a lot, and my nose is runny.
So that's what was wrong. The poor child's caught a cold. Little Red Riding Hood, I'm sure I must have told you 100 times if I've told you once.
All right, Grandma, here I come. I know where my next meal's coming from. Curses! This isn't my lucky day. Grandma's hidden herself away. My patience is being sorely tried. Whoever heard of a closet door that locks from the inside? Grandma, come on out of that closet. Honest, I'm sorry I made you run. It's all right, where's your sense of humor? Come on out, I was just having fun. Grandma, come on out of that closet. Honestly, I was only kidding. It's all right, you know I can be trusted. Come on out and go back to your knitting. Grandma, come on out of that closet. Honest, I'm really a very nice guy. It's all right, I just try to be friendly. Come on out, why I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Curses! I nearly had Grandma in my hands. Now I'll have to change all my plans.
Who's there?
It's me, Grandma!
I'll unlock the door. I'll put on this cap. She'll walk right into my little trap. She'll never suspect that it's me in this bed. Will she be surprised? Will her face be red?
Is that my darling granddaughter who knocked? Come right in, my dear. The door's not locked.
Hi, Grandma!
Hello, Little Red Riding Hood.
Grandma, did someone stop by to say I'd be late?
Yes, my dear, but he left. Said he couldn't wait.
Grandma, why does your voice sound so strange?
This illness, my dear, must have made my voice change.
Poor Grandma. When you're not well, it makes me so sad.
Really, my dear? I'm not feeling too bad.
Oh, Grandma, that's the best news I've had. 'Cause I brought you a basket of goodies to eat and a very, very special treat. You'll never guess. It's a lovely surprise.
Stop, stop! Don't tell me.
I can see. I have eyes.
Of course you do, Grandma. And Grandma, what great big eyes you have too, and they seem to be brown, though they used to be blue.
I can't see you too well. Would you mind coming here? My eyes must be bigger, the better to see you with, my dear.
And Grandma, those ears don't look like your own. They're pointed and furry, and my, how they've grown.
I can't hear you too well. Would you mind standing near? My ears must be bigger, the better to hear you with, my dear.
And Grandma, your teeth used to sparkle and shine. Now they look so ferocious I get chills down my spine.
Would you come just a little closer? There's nothing to fear. My teeth must be bigger, the better to
eat you with, my dear. Yell all you like. There's nothing can save you.
My crown beauty,
how brave. I can't stop now. Now I've got you in my power. How pleasant to watch you cringe and cower. I've got you in my clutches at last. And it's high time, too. I was breaking my fast. Now, let's see. Where's the pepper and salt?
Oh, Grandma, forgive me. This is all my fault.
Now, child, you're not to blame.
Ah, yes, she is. But I'd have got her all the same. She escaped me once, but now she'll pay the price. I'm a foxy old wolf, and I can't be fooled twice.
So say your farewells, say your adieus, while I make up my mind which one of you I'll choose to eat first.
Oh, Grandma, I wish I had been wiser.
Now you'll be my entree, and you'll be my appetizer.
We must say goodbye to each other. Why, oh, why didn't I listen to Mother and not talk to strangers and not stop to pick strawberries?
Don't mention that word!
Strawberries?
Oh, please.
Strawberry shortcake with whipped cream on top.
Stop! Stop!
Raspberry jelly on crackers in a row.
No.
Tall cookie bushes and a popcorn tree.
What are you trying to do with me?
Apples on a stick with toffee spread and good and thick.
Oh, you're going to make me sick.
Come on, Grandma. Peas, porridge, hot.
Peas, porridge, cold. Peas, porridge in a pot. Lime, peas, cold.
I've got to get out of here.
Eating the curds away! Quick, Grandma,
outsmarted the wolf. He's gone away. Oh, little Red Riding Hood, you've saved the day.
Where am I? Hey, I've been foiled again. Oh, just wait till I get my hands on them.
Let me in.
Go away.
Let me in.
Not today or any other day.
You can't do this to me. I'll be the laughingstock of the whole darn county.
He's kicking the door.
For goodness sake.
If he keeps that up, the door will break.
Red Riding Hood, we're not safe yet.
Some help is what we've got to get.
If he gives that door just one more kick.
Grandma, come to the window, quick.
Whatever's the matter? What do you see?
Look over there by that evergreen tree.
Do I see? Can it be a man?
Yes, Grandma, it can, it can. It's a woodsman, and he's making stacks of the trees he's cut down with his great big axe.
I didn't dare hope that help was so near us.
Still as loud as you can, and maybe he'll hear us.
Woodsman, woodsman, bring your axe and give the wolf a couple of whacks. Woodsman, woodsman, bring your axe and give the wolf a couple of whacks.
I think I see him there.
He heard us.
He sees us.
Here he comes.
Golly, how fast that woodsman runs.
Ladies, forgive me, I almost forgot. There's a very pressing engagement I've got. We'll have to postpone our tete-a-tete, but I promise you we'll get together yet. We'll have a little rendezvous, but don't call me, I'll call you. Farewell, ladies, I'm on my way.
So long, be seeing ya. Ta-ta, good day.
There goes the wolf.
The woodsman sees him.
Run, woodsman, run! The frightened wolf flees him.
The wolf's too fast. He's getting away.
The woodsman can't hold the wolf at bay.
Oh, woodsman, run faster. Get us out of this scrape.
Don't let that horrible wolf escape. The woodsman stumbled.
The woodsman fell.
Come on, granddaughter, yell, yell!
Mr. Wolf, how would you like an ice cream cup?
Hooray, the woodsman is getting up.
A waffle with syrup all toasty and brown.
Good girl, the wolf is slowing down.
A cake with pineapple on the bottom.
Keep it up, he's almost got him.
A peppermint stick all white and red.
He's
and
so sing and dance and celebrate.
wolf never
ate
some sweet
and dancing. Oh dear.
What is it?
I'm sure I was supposed to remember something or other. Good heavens, child, I forgot to call up your mother.
Mother worries so much over me. She says I'm the cause of her heavy heart. Now at last I know why that is so. It's because sometimes I'm not very smart.
Hello? Is that you, daughter dear? I've so much to tell you. Wait till you hear. Yes, she's all right. She's perfectly fine. I'll let you talk to her. Hold the line.
Hi, Mom. You'll never guess what happened to me. Well, I ran all the way to Grandma's. I ran as fast as I could. I never stopped once on my way through the wood when all of a sudden...
Let me tell it, please. She did stop to gather some strawberries. But it really is clear, don't you see, that she got into trouble because of me. Oh, she loves her grandmother terribly. But she stopped to talk to a wolf, and what's more, she led him right here to my very door.
Grandma, I'll bet your mother must have told you 100 times if she told you once. You just can't win if you open your door and let strangers in.
But that wolf got in by playing a trick that I'd never have fallen for if I hadn't been sick.
I thought I saw Grandmother taking a nap, but the wolf was in bed wearing Grandmother's cap.
How could you mistake that wolf for me? I'm so much younger and prettier than he.
Then he sprang up and chased us around the room. I thought we were done for.
It looked like our doom, but she saved our lives, though our chances were slim. You'd be proud of the way she handled him.
Then I came along with my trusty axe. I dropped that old wolf right in his tracks.
Mother, after what happened today, I promise to listen and always obey.
You can be sure without any guessing that little Red Riding Hood's learned her lesson.
Maybe I spoil her, maybe I do, but I forgive her.
And I hope you will too.
An ounce of prevention is what you'll command if you pay strict attention to the business at hand.
You did your best to teach me, but I flunked the test. I had to learn the hard way that Mother knows best.
So loudly sing with voices blending. Hallelujah! 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 For a happy ending!
I'm so happy there's a tear in my eye.
I'm coming home now, Mother. Evening is nigh.
Had a wonderful time.
Come again.
I'll try.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Phew, I'm so glad that's over. Wow.
A little bit of a frightening story.
Just a little.
Thank you again to the Carter Family Charitable Trust for their generous support. And a special thank you to Marilyn Woolahogian. See you next time, everybody.
See you next time.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.